Je houdt naar Chav Gimel. Je weet niet, we zullen weer eens de morgen moeten zeggen, we zullen het morgen nog eenmaal. Mani maar spitten. Hoe zou Mishne Golai? Dat de Mishne zegt, je laat hem maken sukkah breisha golo, of breisha swine. Je maakt een sukkah on top of a wagon, or on top of a boat, the ship. De morgen zegt, Rav Kiva, goes according to Rav Kiva. The Tanya, we learned like this. Hoi se sukkah se breisha swine. Somebody makes a sukkah on top of a ship. Is Rav Gamliel Poisel, says no, it's no good. It's not called a diras kvah, it's not enough of a kvah. So on top of the ship, it could blow away. Rabbi Kiva Mahsh, Rabbi Kiva says, no, still it's kosher, it's called a good sukkah. The Lord says, Maiseb Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva Shoyeboyim Basrina. Once happened, both of them are going traveling in the ship. Is Omad Rabbi Kiva Vyosa Sukkah Varesha Srina. Rabbi Kiva Lashitosa, according to his sheet, you're allowed to do it. Is he made the sukkah on top of the ship? Is Lamochor came the next day on Yom Tif? Is Noshvaruach? A strong wind, a wind came, the yokros and uprooted the sukkah. So, Omar Lo Rabbi Gamliel said back, Akiva, back to Akiva, Heichen sukkosechel, where is your sukkah? In other words, Gamliel said, you see, I was right. I hold lalocha, you're not allowed to make a sukkah on top of a boat, because I hold that's not called a diras kva, you have to be afraid of blow away, it's not called a sukkah. So that was the time Gamliel said, you see, you weren't yetzer the mitzvah anyway. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva says, no, you are yetzer the mitzvah. And Gamliel says, no, you're not yet to the mitzvah. So Gemara says like this, Omer Abaye, the Kula Yal and everybody holds. Heicha. Yeah, the Kula Yal, everybody holds. Heicha di enicha olam et bruach mitzvah di yabosho. If the sukkah on top of the ship is so weak that it can't even stand a regular wind that would come on a dry land, in other words, on the dry land, there's less wind than there is on the yam, in the middle of the ocean. See, if the sukkah is so weak that even a regular wind on the yabosh, on the dry land, would knock it down, is like lumi. Everybody, even Rabbi Akiva holds, it's not called a sukkah. Like Taparashi says, the afilo diras arai lehevi, that's not even called a diras arai. If it can't even stand by regular wind on the yabosh, that's like lumi. Let's say it's strong enough that it could stand up even by an abnormal wind of the yabosha, of the dry land. Because even though a strong wind on the dry land cannot knock it down, it's kuliyama lepliga dikshera. Then even when Gamliel holds that it's kosher. Because you don't mamish need a diras kva. That's called enough of a dira, as long as it can stand even a strong wind of the yabosha. Ki pligu, where's the machlekes? Vidi yechoyla lamed bruach mitzuyu di yabosha. That the sukkah is strong enough to hold up a wind, a normal wind of the dry land. Of the yabosha, normal wind would not knock it down. But v'eino yechoyla lamoid, the gersa should be like it says on the side, beruach mitzuya the yam. But it can't hold up a regular wind of the yam. A regular wind of the yam in the ocean would knock it down. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Gamliel saw our sukkah diras kvabinen. Rabbi Gamliel shiter is a sukkah has to be more of a kvab, more of a permanent type of a living, and therefore it has to be at least this much that a normal wind of the yabosha would not knock it down. V'chiva d'ein yechel olam adruach mitzuyah d'yam. No, it's lav klumu. Or the real gersa should be aruach mitzuyah d'yam, right. Since it can't stand even the regular wind of the yam, that's not called anything. Since now, lamaisa, where is the sukkah? The sukkah is on the ship. The ship is in the ocean. And it can't hold up, it can't stand even a regular wind. That's not called the adira. Rabbi Kiva saw no sukkah diras arai binan. A sukkah is enough to have a temporary type of a living. As long as this type of a sukkah could hold up with the normal wind of the dry land, that's called a sukkah. Even though now lamaisi are on the yam, on the ocean, and here it can't take a regular wind, but that's called enough of an arai. As long as some place the sukkah could stand up, that's called a good sukkah. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says you can make a sukkah on top of a camel. Agabi gomel. So where it says masni sin mani. Who does our Mishnah go like that you're allowed to make a sukkah on top of a baal chai, on top of an animal? Where it says Rav Meihi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meihi. The Tanya we learned like this. If somebody makes a sukkah on top of the animal, he uses the animal for the floor, and he makes the sukkah on top of the animal. No, forget, to use the animals for the walls, Pashut here. He's putting the tzchach on top of the animal. But the animal is for the wolves. Is oyster sukasa agabe behema. Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Yehuda poisel. Rabbi Meir holds his kosher, Rabbi Yehuda holds his posel. No, we'll look at Rashi. But Rashi, agabe behema, Rashi, goin, no san dolosois, al shnei susim, veim kakoyin sa sukkah. Forget, in the very first word we said, you're making the sukkah on top of the animal. In other words, the animal's like the floor. And on top of that, you put, like Rashi says, two doors flat on top of the animals. And on top of this floor, you build up your sukkah. Rashi biyosa lamala mechitzas v'schach. It's on top of the animal, you make the wools, and then you put the schach on top. That's a machlekes Remei, and Rebbe if it's kosher or not. That Remei holds his kosher, Rebbe Yehuda poisel. The verse says, now my time with Rebbe Yehuda, why should Rebbe Yehuda say it's no good? L'chura, you have a good sukkah here. You have good wools, and you have good schach. What do I care if the sukkah is on top of an animal? Like it's only the floor, like we spoke about yesterday. The floor can be from anything. It doesn't have to be from a dovrum that's roit as chach. There's no din maimid on the floor. So here, since the animal is only like the floor, why should it be posel? So Yehuda says, Omakro, the posik says, Chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cho shivas yomim. You have to make a sukkah, chag ha-sukkah should be made shivas yomim. So he dashes with Yehuda that sukkah haruya l'shiva, shmo sukkah. You have to have a sukkah that's able to be used all 7 days of sukkahs. That's called a sukkah. Mashenkein sukkah, she'ein haruya l'shiva. If you have a sukkah that's not usable for all 7 days, like we'll soon see here, on Yom Tov or Shabbos, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah because you can't go on top of an animal on Shabbos. You can't be mishtamish with a bal chai. So you're not allowed to sit in this sukkah on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Mele loy shmo sukkah. Mele such a sukkah is not called a sukkah, even Chol HaMoed. Even though on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go on top of an animal, but since this sukkah is not roy to be used for all 7 days, it's not called a good sukkah. That's the Yudishita. Rashi, a royal shiva. Since the Rabbonim made Xerah now, of an oil in law, you can't go up. You're not allowed to go eat in the sukkah the first day of Yom Tov, because it's also to go on top of an animal. So that's why he holds it's not really shiva, it's possible. And so he says, Suwadin, Mahai Taima, Nami are your poison of the sukkah, Gabi Ilon. Same thing like our Mishnah before. If you make your sukkah on top of the tree, it would also be possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But since you're not allowed to go up on the tree on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, so the sukkah is not usable for all 7 days of sukkahs, it's a posel of sukkah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What does Rabbi Meir hold? So the more of Rabbi Meir, ho nami midiraisa mechsechazia. Midiraisa, though, you are allowed to use the sukkah. Like midiraisa, there's nothing wrong to go on top of an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. For Rabbanan hu degozabo. And the Rabbanan was the only one that said you can't use it. So since Midiraisa, it's called the good sukkah, it's called Midiraisa sukkah Rui L'Shiva. Therefore, the Rabbanan just said you can't use it. So the days you can't use it, don't use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed that you're allowed to use it, it's called the good sukkah. So if you postured, you learn the Machlokes Remein of Yehuda, it's a famous Shalom Nachreinim. When the Torah says you're allowed to do something, and then the Rabbanan came along and said you're not allowed to do it. Do we consider it now like Midiraisa, you're not allowed to do it? In other words, here, the Torah says you have to have a sukkah that you could use for 7 days. Now, if you made your sukkah on top of the animal, l'maisa, midiraisa dekaloch is, you're allowed to use it all 7 days. You're allowed to go on top of an animal, midiraisa. So midiraisa, the sukkah is called royal shiva. But midirabonin, though, you're not allowed to use it. Midirabonin. So since you can't use it, midirabonin, is that considered now that midiraisa also can't be used? Because l'maisa, you're not allowed to use the sukkah. Today, can you use it or not? Today's Yom Tov. No, you're not allowed to climb up on top of the animal on Yom Tov. So since L'maisim of the Rabbanon is also to use it, it's also called in Din Torah, it's not usable today. That's what you disvara. And Ramey holds no. When the Rabbanon says something, it doesn't come in contact with the Raisa de Galochis. Me, the Raisa of the Sukkah is still usable. I, the Rabbanon said don't use it. That's only in Hilchos the Rabbanon. It's like a mitzvah for you to listen to them. But not that there's a real is upon the Cheftza. The Chepetz is called not usable. The actual Sukkah is called usable. Because in Midiraisa, you're allowed to do it. The Rabbanon, they just say upon you, you have a mitzvah to listen to what the Rabbanon tell you. So you are not supposed to do it. But it's not called, the Sukkah is not usable. So that's this Machlokes. When the Rabbanon said not to do it, do we consider now Midiraisa it's not usable? Or else no, Ramei Svar is Midiraisa it is usable. It's just Midirabonin, you have to listen to them and not go in. But it doesn't make the sukkah not usable. Right. Now we have the Shaila.
Also, the behema doifin the sukkah. What's going to be the halacha now if you use the animals for a doifin, for the wall of the sukkah? You want to use four animals, and then you put the schach on top of them. What's the halacha? Rabbi Meir Poiser. Meir says it's possible. You can't use an animal for the doifin, for the wall. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. You can even use an animal for the wall. It's called the man, the animal is standing, and it's Gavoya Yutvachim, you have a mechitza there, it's a kashra sukkah. So tomorrow, Gavar Abon Oslo Behem Adoifon Sukkah, we have the Meir Poiser, Meir holds this puzzle, we have Yehuda Machshir, what's the Shaila? Shai Remeir says like this, Kol Dova Sheyesh Beruach Chayim, anything that has light to it, is Ein Oysen Oysa Leidoifon Sukkah, you're not allowed to use something that has life to it. You can't use like an animal for the wall of the sukkah. For loy lechi lamovi, you can't use him to be a lechi by a movi. When the entrance into a movi, you have to have the lechi for a heker to be able to carry inside the movi. That's a stick going straight up. So if you have an animal standing there, that's not called a good heker. And since a lechi is meshur mechitza, Ramei holds an animal can't be a mechitza. For loy pasin libirois, if you want to make these short, like four corners pasin, to be able to carry from the bar, for the water, up to feed the animals. So if you had a kula in Erevin, you could just have like an amma by an amma at each corner, like an L shape, one amma by one amma, at all four corners. You can't use two animals to make the L shape. For like goyla lekever. So it's a machloek exactly what a goyla means. Rashi means it means the covering of the coffin. If you have the oren of a mace, and then you put the top of the oren, that's called the goyla. That has tuma like the mace itself. So if you have an animal to put on top of the oren, it doesn't have tumas goyel. That's where Rashi learns. Tosfos I think learns it means the matzeva you put on top, because nobody's going to use an animal to cover up the kever, the actual oren. No, it means rather the matzeva you put on top, which also has tumas mace upon it. So it may hold if you use an animal for the goyel, it does not get the tumas mace upon the goyel. It doesn't have this din of a goyel. Rashi says, Kleimer, imasuha kisul aron, if you made it for the cover of the or in the coffin, shomeis, is ain shame girl love. It's not called the girl. Letome, the Armina Behema Makashim, the girl of Matamba Magava Masa, Uva Yoyal, that's Nugzeras Akosif. The girl itself, even though now it's not attached to the urine, the covering of the urine came apart, and you have it by itself on the ground. Titania, Alpine Hasode, Le Rabbi's girl of Bedoifin, Tigzeras Akosif, not only the mace itself, but even just the girl, even just the covering of the coffin. If that is also Pnei HaSodom, and you touch it, or Masi, you carry it, or it's in the same oil, the same tent as you, you become Tomei. So that's the din here, Ramea says, a goyel of an animal is the goyel, the kever, it doesn't have the tumma, the chiddush of a goyel. Mishur me Abyeisi Aglili Yomru, that af ein kaisun olav gite noshim. Abyeisi Aglili said, who I did on an animal, you can't write a get. If you want to give your wife a get, you can't write it on the animal, and then give the animal to your wife, it's possible. We'll see in the Gemara later why you can't use a behema to write to get on. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Don't forget, this is Ramei Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds his kosher, Ramei holds his posel. So for the Gemara now, my time with Ramei, why does Ramei say his posel? What's wrong to use an animal for the walls of the sukkah? Why not? The walls don't have to be things that grow out of the ground. So what should be wrong by using the animals for the wall? It's a maimid of something that's not royal ischach. So now we spoke out about maimid, in other words, that what you have before, you can't use the frame of a bed to hold up the schach, because the frame of the bed is called the kli. That's only if it's something that's a gzera, maybe you come to use it for the schach. So something like kalim, like metal beams, that we have for afraid maybe use it for the schach, you can't use it to hold up the schach. But here an animal, we're not afraid to use it for the schach. Who are then, if you have a metal, if you have a cement wall, or you have a brick wall, you're allowed to put the schach on top of a wall. Because there's no gzera, you can take off the whole wall and put it for the schach. That's not something you do. So the gzera not to use something of maimed, of holding up the schach, that's makabel tum rapasol, only if it's a kli. It's something like the bed of the frame of a bed, or else beams, or else a metal frame. That beams of iron, you're afraid to use it for schach. But something like an animal, we're not afraid to use a fashach, there's no sort of being maimed, holding it up. So therefore, that's what's kasha. What's wrong? Why can't you use an animal for the walls? Take four animals, make four walls out of them, and then put schach across it. So furthermore, my time with Rameya is Abaye Ram Rabbi says like this, Shema Thomas. True, Avadi Midi Raisa Rameya is also Moedi with kosher. It's only exerim and the rabbanim were afraid maybe you'll die. And if the animal dies, so it's going to fall down, you're not going to have the height of a sukkah. The sukkah is not going to be 10 tefachim tall. It's going to be less than 10 tefachim. So Rashi says, exerim shem atomus, habhema biyomtiv. Maybe the behemoth will die in yomtiv. The people will fall, the sukkah will cave in. The yen kan doifrin. The yen tzobotim in mitzvah sukkah. Yeah. So Mela, the Rabbanan said, don't make such a sukkah on top of an animal. Today you shouldn't have to lose your sukkah in the middle of sukkahs. So it's only with the Rabbanan that's no good. Rabbi Zeira says, Shema Tivrach. There's another Zeira. Shema Tivrach, maybe you run away. Like, what do you mean you have four walls made out of animals, but if they're alive, you have to be afraid, maybe they'll run away. So therefore you can't use them. So Mura says like this, Bepil kosher, if you have an elephant tied down, is kuliyam malay pligi that you're allowed to do it. Even according to a male, you'll be kosher. Because you don't have either chsarin. Even if an animal dies, but the kanayin ari is still big enough to make the wall of a sukkah, you still have 10 tefachim there. And he runs away, he's tied down, it's done with good chains. You have him tied down, he can't run away. So everybody holds in this case, he'll be kosher. Dinami mayis, even if he dies, yesh b'nevei lo sayud, his body itself, the nevei, even if he shrinks, there's still the gezunta, yud tefachim there. So male is no machlekes. Ki pligi, where the machlek is, the peel is shein a kosher. We have an elephant, but it's not tied down, one is not tied down to the other one. Something like this. Leman diyom Hashem Thomas, if you're only afraid, maybe he'll die, lechashinen. In this case, he's not afraid, because since he's an elephant, even if he dies, there'll be enough space there for the wall, so we're not afraid. But leman diyom Gzer Hashem Tivrach, what the man diyom says, we're afraid that a bal chai, a live animal, will run away, chashinen. Even though he's an elephant, you also have to be afraid. Maybe you run away. So Mar says like this now. But still, what's the machlekes? Laman diyom agzera shema tomos, the one that said he's only afraid he's going to die. So you want to tell me what by an elephant that we're not afraid even if he dies still is kosher? You could use an elephant that's not tied down for the Gemara. Why? Necha shema tivrach. Why aren't you also afraid maybe you'll run away? Like, it's also a good shriach. It's more shriach an elephant to run away than to die. So if you're afraid, maybe the elephant will die. That's why you're telling me you can't put the schach on top of an elephant. So for sure, you should be afraid if he's not tied down. Maybe you'll run away. So it must be like this. Ela, it has to be this way. The peel by an elephant. Sheina koshet's not tied down. Avada kulayal maloy pligi. Everybody holds that it's no good. Reb Meir, both these mandiyomim that are the same Shan Reb Meir, both hold Reb Meir hold it's no good. Because avada the gzera, maybe you'll run away. Since it's not tied down, now the elephant, you have to be afraid to run away. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes? Bebehei makshura. The machlokes is by a regular animal, not an elephant. Let's say by a fox. Yeah, that's tied down. Kshura. Luman diyom agzera shema tomos chashinen. The one that says we're afraid, yes, maybe an animal will die. So this fox, when he's standing up, maybe he's 10 tefachim tall. But if he dies or cave in, there's not going to be 10 tefachim. There won't be a mechitza. That's why the sukkah, you should not make a sukkah on top of an animal, top of a fox. But leman diyom, or top of a cow. But leman diyom, agzera shema tivrach. But leman diyom, and it says, no, we're only afraid. Maybe the cow will run away. Leichashinim. Here, if the cow is tied down, we're not afraid. But still, good. You're only afraid maybe you run away. So you want to tell me if you have your cows tied down now, we're not afraid to run away, it's kosher. Of an Echa Shema Thomas, why aren't you also afraid? Maybe the cow will die. If the cow dies, he'll collapse. It's not going to be Yud Tvachim Tol. You're not going to have the walls for the sukkah. So, like, what's still the machlokes here? Why aren't you also afraid maybe the animal will die? So my answer to this, the machlokes, Misa Lo Shchiach. But this man, the Yom Hol, it's not Shchiach. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe an animal will die. He's alive today. Mistam will be alive for the next 7 days. The Sukkot, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe the animal will die. So therefore, the only thing we're afraid of is that maybe he'll run away. So if you have a cow tied down, it's kosher. And if not, if it's not tied down, then it's no good. That's what Meir Gzeron. You can't use a cow that's not tied down because we're afraid maybe you run away. But tomorrow still, V'yo'ika Ravcha de'benei benei. Let's say using a cow. So you want to say when a cow is tied up, it's okay. But the chura cow, from the floor until the stomach, there's more than 3 tefachim. So chura, how do you have a good mechitza? You can't say love it. True, the animal maybe is 10 tefachim tall, but from where the bottom of the floor until where the stomach starts, it could be it's more than gimel tefachim. So you can't say love it. So you won't have a schach. You won't have a doifin. You won't have. Shh. You'll have space between the floor and the stomach. We're talking about you make some mesh there, you made a mechitza there. You put some, Rashi says, you put there the leaves of a palm tree. Or else the leaves of a tree. In other words, you blocked off the area underneath the stomach of the cow. So nice, it's called the good mechitza there. Therefore, when the cow is standing, you have a mechitza tenthwachim. For the Gemara of a Dilma River, weren't you afraid though? True, maybe he's not going to die, but maybe he's going to want to take a nap. Maybe the cow will lie down himself. Forget about him dying. The river is going to lie down. So then you're not going to have a mechitza gevoya yud. So the Gemara, the micha biashle meleil. You made like a mechitza also on top of the cow also. Like even on its side, he's ravetzes, he lies down, still on top, you made strings there, you made a mechitza on top. That even when he lies down, his body, let's say, is 6 tfachim, then you have another 4 tfachim on top of that to be a mechitza. So even if he does lie down, still there'll be a mechitza of your tfachim. For at the Gemara, Olam Ibizoi, Laman, Diyom, Xerah, Shem, Atomos, like the man, the Yomah, that says we're afraid, maybe the animal will die, is why? We're talking about then in the case that he's tied down. So we're not afraid he's going to run away. We're only afraid maybe this cow will die, and then he'll lie down, and there won't be a shear of a mechitza. For the Gemara, why? Shematomas nami, ha misiocha biyashli malel. You're telling me anyway that you made a mechitza on top of the back of the cow, because you're afraid maybe the cow will go to sleep. So just like when it goes to sleep, you tell me now there's still a shear to have you tfachim high, that there's a mechitza on, so why do I care if the cow dies? Even if the cow dies, that's like going to sleep. So you still, since on top of the cow, you have your few inches there of mechitza, it's gevoya yud. So why should you be afraid? Like if that's the akimta now, that the cow, you put a mechitza on top of it, so even if it dies, it should be okay. Tomorrow says no. Zimnin demukim v'pachas mishloisha. Somach l'schach. I'll tell you, sometimes it comes out that the mechitza you made on top of the cow, mamish is just the exact amount you meet. Trashi zimne de mukula pochle gimel. Pomim shein v'goiva shobeima el shiva o mashu. Sometimes the height of the animal is only 7 and little bit tvachim. V'suka asorin. Sometimes the sukkah itself is 10 tvachim. The korle de pochus mishloish asomach l'schach. V'armina love it. And we say love it. That's the case. In other words, even after you made the mechitza on top of the cow, so what were you afraid? Maybe the cow will go to sleep. So even when the cow lies down, let's say, you made enough mechitza on top of him that exactly it's kosher. In other words, you made enough mechitza that it only comes into the point of a little bit less than 3 tfachim away from the schach. So I could say love it. So even if the cow lies down, still there's enough on top of it that now it's 7 tfachim and a mashu tall with its mechitza, and therefore I say love it from the schach. But that's only if it's alive lying down. Mashenkein, if it dies, v'chiv on the maisa, if you have to be afraid, maybe the cow's going to die. When the cow dies, then kavtza, then the animal shrinks because of its death. Then if it shrinks, it's Rashi mismayit. Ve'beleh shloisha u'botu le'lovet v'yein kandoifin. If it's going to shrink the animal, then you don't have enough height on top of the animal. You only have a little bit mechitza there to make it 7 in a mashu, that it comes to be less than 3 tfachim away from the schach, that you could say lovet. But now that the animal shrinks away, so now it becomes less than that. So now there's more than 3 tfachim away from the schach, you can't say lovet. So that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid in such a case that you made exactly the shear of the mechitza on top of the animal, that if it just lies down and goes to sleep, since it's not dead, it's still holding itself, you'll have a shear to have lovet to say yutfachim. But if it dies, in that case we're afraid it's going to start to shrink. You're not going to have the shear of 10 tfachim. That's what it's on the Yom says. In such a case, you should make the sukkah. It's not such a big machlekes. Only in this little case does he say not to make the mechitza. No, not to make the schach, the sukkah on top of an animal. You're not going to realize it. You're not going to be able to tell the difference between the dead and stam sleeping. Like to you, you'll think there's still 10 tfachim, that you still go in the sukkah. And really, since it's dead, it started to shrink, it's less than 10 tfachim. Therefore, we say, Metchila, don't make a sukkah, don't make a schach on top of the animals. So it comes out now for the Gemara. Well, me, Yom Rabbi, is it true that that's the way Abai learned the machlokes? that Reb Meir Chayish Lamisa. Reb Meir is the one that said, don't use the animal for the wool of the sukkah, because he's afraid maybe the animal will die, and then you won't have a shear mechitza. Reb Yehuda, that says, yes, you're allowed to use the animal for the wool, loy chayish, he's not afraid the animal will die, it's not a shchiach. The animal's alive today, Mustam will be alive the next 7 days. We don't have to be afraid, maybe the animal will die. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Now this is the way Abaye learns the this is the way Abaye is learning the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Are we afraid if the animal will die or not? That's the machlekes if we could use it for a wool of the for the sukkah. The Gemara Alesha Kasha Abaye says not like this. The Yotnan, we learned the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says like this: Bas Yisrael. If you have a Bas Yisrael, a daughter of a regular Yisrael, so the Ma'aseh she by herself, she's not allowed to eat truma. But she nisses l'kain. She got married to a kain. So the lacha is a kain is like lishtoi. Even though his wife is the Yisraelis, she now is allowed to eat truma. Kol zaman she's married to the kain, she can eat truma. If she has a son, then she can eat even later on. But if they don't have any children, and then the husband, the kain, dies, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. So we have a bas Yisrael that got married to a kain. For a whole lach, bailalum dinas hayom. And the husband left her in Eretz Yisrael, and he went out to America, he went to Medinas Hayom, over the ocean. The locher is Oicheles Petruma. She home now, she's allowed to eat truma there. We don't know if the husband's alive or not. If the husband died, she's not allowed to eat truma. The Teretz is Becheska Shukayim. We have a right to say there's a chazaka. He left alive. Mistam is still alive, but you don't have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to die. So this mission holds Loichashin Lamisa. We're not afraid somebody's going to die. If we don't know he's dead, we never mind, most probably he's alive, and therefore his wife home is a lot of truma. The Marius now a stira of Reminu have a kasher on this Mishnah. Reminu lo, he has a stira on this Mishnah from another halacha that says, Hare ze gitcho, shuachas koide misosi, the same case. A yibas Yisrael, the isha of the Yisraelis, she gets married to a kohen. Now again, the kohen has to go away to over the sea. So he tells his wife like this, I'm giving you a get right now, not because I want to give you a get, but just that I'm afraid, let's say, maybe I'll die on the journey. Now if the husband dies, so then there'll be a mitzvah yibum. And we're talking about now, Mestam don't have any children, so then the isha will be a yivama, she'll have to either have chalitza or get married to the brother. So to stop that, the husband says, I'm giving you a get right now, that it should be chav on a tonight, like on conditions. It doesn't take effect yet, but only shu'achas koydim isosei. If I'm going to die on the journey, then a minute before I die, I want the get to be chal. That's when the get takes place. So it comes out that before he died, she wasn't his wife anymore. She had a get, so therefore, when he dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the case like this. So the husband goes away, and we don't know if the husband died or not. If the husband's alive, she's allowed to eat truma. Because the get is not chal. The get is only on a condition that if he dies, it's chal before he dies. But if he's alive, the get is okay. The get is not chal. So again, if the husband's alive, she's allowed to eat truma. What's the halacha now? We don't know what's doing with the husband. He went away on the ocean. We don't know if he's alive or not. Here the Mishnah says, Asura lecha b'truma miyad. She's not allowed to eat truma right now. As soon as the husband leaves or goes away, starts his journey, we don't know if he's alive or not. She's not allowed to eat truma. So according to Stira, to Mishnah Yisin. The Yomar Abaya, Abaya comes and gives an answer. Abaye says, you know what, look, Kashi, there's no theory here. I tell you, Hor Rav Meir, Delei Chayish Lemisa. The first Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says, we're not afraid that the husband will die. So Cheskes Chai, when the husband left, he was alive, most probably still alive right now, therefore the wife is still allowed to eat truma. She doesn't have to be afraid. That's Rav Meir Shita. That's what Abaye says. For Hor, not that the Bryce here, this other din says, that no, we have to be afraid, maybe the husband died, and she's not allowed to eat truma. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chayish Kamisa. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is yes, we're afraid somebody dies. So just like we're afraid a man dies, who would then hear also, we're afraid maybe the animal dies. That's the Gemara's Kasha now. How could Abaye say in our Gemara here that the Machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda is? That the Meir says, you're not allowed to use an animal for a wool. Because on the sukkah, because we're afraid maybe he's going to die. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds Chashinu Lemisam, and Abaye himself just said no, that the Mishnah that says, we're not afraid the husband dies, goes according to Rabbi Meir. That the Meir says, we're not afraid the husband dies. As Vaked, we say now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to use an animal for the wall of a sukkah, because he holds loy chashim lemisa. And here Abaye says no, that the second halacha that says we are afraid maybe the husband dies goes according to Rav Yehuda, the chayish lemisa. So there's a big steer here on Abaye.